The Holy Word for Morning Revival, Prayer and the Lord's Move, from the 2012 Thanksgiving Weekend Conference. Week 2 titled, A Man of Prayer. Week 2 and Day 4, Morning Nourishment says, 1 Kings 8:48, If they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul, and they pray to you toward their land that you have given to their fathers, the city that you have chosen, and the house that I have built for your name. Daniel 6:10. Daniel went to his house. In his upper room, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And three times daily he knelt on his knees and prayed and gave thanks before his God, because he had always done so previously. 1 Kings 8:31-48 mentions seven conditions concerning God's listening to the prayers of His elect. In this, the last condition, three things are stressed. That's from verse 48. The Holy Land, typifying Christ as the portion allotted by God to the believers. See the footnote on Deuteronomy 8:7. The Holy City, signifying the kingdom of God in Christ. This is from Psalms 48, 1-2, and the Holy Temple, signifying God's house, the church on the earth. This is from Ephesians 2:21, 1 Timothy 3:15. These are the three crucial things regarding God's economy. During the Babylonian captivity, Daniel prayed toward the Holy Land, the Holy City, and the Holy Temple three times a day by opening his window toward Jerusalem, from Daniel 6:10. This indicates that God will listen to our prayer when our prayer to God is toward Christ, the kingdom of God, and the house of God as the goal in God's eternal economy. This means that no matter for whom we are praying, our prayers should be aimed at the interests of God, that is, at Christ and the church as God's interest on earth for the fulfilling of God's economy. And this is from 1 Kings 8:48, footnote 1. Today's reading. The Holy Land, the Holy City, and the Holy Temple are all types of Christ. Christ is our good land, Christ is our city, our kingdom, and Christ is the temple, God's dwelling place. Today, our prayer should be aimed at the Holy Land, the Holy City, and the Holy Temple. This means that our prayer should be aimed at the interest of God, that is, at Christ and the church as God's interest on earth. The spiritual significance of God's interest is Christ Himself. This indicates that no matter for whom we are praying, our prayer must be aimed at Christ as God's interest. We need to pray for the saints, but we should not aim our prayers at them. On the one hand, we pray for them, but on the other hand, we pray for them because of God's interest. If in our prayer we aim at the one for whom we pray, this will bring in the enemy's attack. This is a spiritual strategy in the spiritual warfare. We need to remember that prayer involves three parties, us, God, and Satan. Sometimes when we pray for a certain person, Satan comes to attack him and his situation becomes worse. The reason for this is that our interest is in that person, not in God's economy. No matter for whom we are praying, we should aim our prayer at God's Christ, who is God's interest in His economy. To pray properly, we must pray to God in the name of the Lord Jesus, from John 16:24. Aiming at God's interest for His economy, to pray in the name of Jesus is to pray for the interest of God on earth, which is Christ as God's portion to us, as God's kingdom, and as God's dwelling place. Our prayer should be altogether for God's interest to fulfill God's economy, from Life Study of 1 and 2 Kings, pages 39 through 40. If a person only knows how to seek after himself and in his own desire, he may pray, but he is not a man of prayer. A man of prayer must become such that in all the universe he only cares for God and His will, having no other desire besides this. We can see this characteristic very clearly in our Lord Jesus when he lived as a man on this earth. When he was praying in Gethsemane, he fellowshipped with God and the matter of his death, saying, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me." But then he also said, "Yet not as I will, but as you will." From Matthew 26:39. Three times he told God, "I want your will, not mine." It is not enough that a Christian live before God. He must also learn to live in God. Only when you live in the Lord can you become one with him. Then you can say to the Lord, "Lord, it is not I alone praying here, but it is you and I and you, praying together." This was from Lessons on Prayer, pages 34 and 36. For further reading, see the Life Study of 1 and 2 Kings, Message 6.